We will be live on the ground. Now, let's begin from here, as the government will today begin the next phase of evacuating Ghanaian citizens from South Africa following ongoing xenophobic attacks targeting migrants. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs says about 1,000 Ghanaians will be flown home in batches, with the first flight expected to arrive in Accra on Sunday and Monday. The evacuation will begin with Ghanaians who have already registered with the Ghana High Commission in Pretoria for voluntary return. Priority will be given to women and children, the elderly, persons with medical conditions, and students. The ministry has urged Ghanaians to remain calm in South Africa, avoid areas affected by unrest, and cooperate with officials to ensure a smooth evacuation. Government says it remains committed to the safety of its citizens and will continue efforts to bring affected Ghanaians home. Now, the Concerned National Service Personnel Association of Ghana has given the leadership of the National Service Personnel Association 2 weeks to account for millions of cedis deducted from the service personnel's allowance or face legal action. The group wants some monies estimated at 4.2 million cedis that was withdrawn from the accounts of the National Service personnel without their consents to be reimbursed. Its convener, Samuel Kwejo, addressed a press conference, as Stephen Mensah reports.
Convener of the addressing the media in Accra, convener of the Concerned National Service Personnel Association of Ghana, Samuel Kwejo Yelage, said suspending the deductions alone is not enough to resolve the concerns of affected personnel. The group is demanding that NASPA, its mother body, publishes the total amount deducted so far and disclose how the money is intended to be used.
Look, we need a refund. Bring back our money. The money is not for you.
We are giving them a 2 weeks ultimatum to come and respond. If they don't respond, then we'll be compelled to take legal actions against them. What procurement process was followed in selecting the suppliers? What was the contract competitively awarded? What was the total value of the contract?
The group is also warning the deductions will further strain the welfare of service personnel.
National service personnel deserve answers, not assumptions, that because everything that has happened before should be questioned. What happens to the money that has already been deducted? National service personnel deserve a clear and timely response. The focus should be on improving the welfare of young graduates and not introducing additional compulsory deductions from already limited allowances.
The Concerned National Service Personnel Association of Ghana is demanding the legal basis for the deductions, as well as the contract and procurement records relating to the National Service Cloth, warning that it will pursue legal action if its demands are not met within 2 weeks. Stephen Mensah for Joy News.
Now, management of Oxford No. 1 Hotel has dismissed reports that the facility has been taken over by a receiver appointed by Kola Holdings Limited, insisting that the hotel remains in the possession and control of Kensington Residential Partners 1 Limited. In a statement issued on Thursday, July 23, management said the hotel continues to operate under the authority of its directors and management. Despite that assertion, there is currently police presence at the premises, with a bold red inscription written on the wall reading "Possession taken by court." Let's bring you more details as Fatal Bayaga visited the facility and reports.
This huge and beautiful building around the Osu runabout, known as the No. 1 Oxford Street Hotel and owned by businessman and politician Nana Kwame Bediakun, popularly known as Cheddar, is currently at the center of a legal battle after the commercial division of the Accra High Court recognized and enforced a ruling by an English court ordering its owners to hand it over to a receiver appointed by Kola Holdings Limited, a UK-based firm. This follows a loan allegedly taken from the company by a firm associated with Cheddar to finance the construction of the building. and caught the receiver, Ni Amanododu, prayed to the court that he needed police assistance order in order to take over the building. The trial judge, Justice Faraday Junction, granted the plea and asked the police to assist the receiver in taking over the building. There are some police officers stationed outside or at the premises of the building, ensuring that it is secured by this particular court order. And it's boldly written on the building that possession taken by a court order on the 23rd of July, 2026. Reporting for Joy News from the Oxford Street here in Accra, I'm Fatal Bayaga.
Tomorrow news this afternoon, a fierce war of words has erupted in Parliament between the Majority Leader Mahama Yar'Adua and Deputy Minority Whip Habib Idrisu of a common suggestion suggesting that market women would have attacked Finance Minister Dr. Kassiel Atuforsen if he had visited them ahead of on the mid-year budget review. Habib Idrisu questioned why the Finance Minister broke with what he described as his usual tradition of engaging market women ahead of major budget presentations. The Deputy Minority Whip suggested that the decision to stay away from the markets was linked to what he says is the growing public dissatisfaction with the government's handling of the economy. Listen.
This morning I was getting reports from the market. You know, normally you go to the market before coming to Parliament. The tomato sellers were very angry waiting for him to come to the market and he couldn't attend. The onion sellers were equally waiting for the finance minister to come to the market. He couldn't go. Now he's moving from TV station to TV station. So, Mr. Speaker, I second the motion and we are ready on Tuesday to be able to unlock a lot of misinformation that contained in the minister's statement.
But the comments did not sit well with Majority Leader Mahama Yar'Adua, who took strong exception to the suggestion. Mahama Yar'Adua condemned what he described as irresponsible comments by the Deputy Minority Whip, insisting that parliamentarians must be mindful of the language they use and the implications of their public statements.
How can you stand in this chamber and say that market women are planning to attack the Minister of Finance? That's what you've said. That's what you've said. You have just said that. You have said that if the minister had gone to the market this morning, the woman would have attacked him. Wait, to do what? Waiting for him to do what? Waiting for him to do what? You said that. That's very irresponsible. Very irresponsible of you as a member of parliament. Very irresponsible. You must withdraw that and apologize.
Meanwhile, Parliament has deferred debates on the Finance Minister's mid-year budget review statement to Tuesday. Now, 29 aggrieved Assembly members of Ejusu Municipal have resolved to pass a vote of no confidence in the MCE, Jerry Asante. They cited allegations of financial mismanagement, abuse of power, and poor administrative leadership. The Assembly members, in an address to the press on July 24, 2026, appealed to President Mahama to immediately remove the MCE from office as they accused the embattled MCE of lacking knowledge in the decentralization system. Ohemi Teria reports.
The Assembly members say their decision follows a series of unaddressed directives previously issued by the Assembly's Public Relations and Complaints Committee during a meeting on April 13, 2026. According to the Assembly members, Mrs. Asante was given a two-week deadline to resolve several pressing issues, but none have been addressed. They include alleged failure to oversee the court-ordered demolition of a structure encroaching on a public road in a Achanokrom and diversion of an amount of 29,000 Ghana cedis in property rates and business permits. The aggrieved Assembly members claim the funds were reportedly used by the MCE and a personal aide to purchase 32 packets of roofing sheets for personal use rather than depositing the revenue. George Kuntum Blankson, Assemblyman for Kwamo, is the spokesperson of the aggrieved Assembly members.
We, the undersigned Assembly members of the Ejusu Municipal Assembly, have today, 24th July 2026, unanimously resolved to pass a vote of no confidence in Honorable Jerrine Asante, the Municipal Chief Executive of the Ejusu Municipal Assembly. This resolution has become necessary due to several reasons concerning how Honorable Jerrine Asante, since her assumption of office, has been doing that goes contrary to the direct interest of the Ejusu Municipal Assembly. Should, in her own will, put up a resignation letter and recuse herself from the office, or we are pleading to the President, His Excellency John Dramani Mahama, to replace Honorable Jerry Nasante within this said 1 week.
From Ejoso for Joy News, Oyemantaria reporting.
Now, Konongo Adomase Senior High School is back to winning ways, booking its place at the 2026 National Science and Math Quiz Championship after a commanding display in the Ashanti Regional Qualifiers. But while victory sends them through to the national stage, the team admits the performance fell short of their expectations. And in a related development, since Hubert Seminary Senior High School staged a stunning turnaround to claim the SIT tickets from the Ashanti Regional Qualifiers to be at the 2026 National Science and Maths Quiz. Now, after trailing in the opening round, St. Hubert seized control of the contest and never looked back, finishing on 56 points to book their place at the National Championship. Now, let's get on to the lines and cross over to the Ashanti region and get more on the contest. My colleague Michelle Latte is there right now and brings us up to speed with what's happening. Michelle, we understand the contest has just ended. How did it unfold?
So Samani, for the very first contest of today, so, just as you said, St. Hubert won with 56 points, followed by Ifeakobi's girls' school, and also coming in with 50 points. Unfortunately, this is the end of the road for Twase SHS, who finished with 33 points. Ifeakobi and Pim Girls Senior High School has a second chance to probably advance to the national stages, because today two of the schools withdrew from the race, which gives Ifeakobi a chance to also contest in a third contest for today, where they can decide from them whether they have a chance to go into the national. So that's what's been happening currently. The contest has just ended. We are waiting for the next contest to begin.
Well, thank you so much, Michelle Latte. Let's cross over now to my colleague Ramat Bashiru. Ramat, what's happening where you are?
Hi, Samani. Today, we've actually witnessed some intense contests here at the Central Region. The Assembly Hall, Infante Pem Assembly Hall, Agri Memorial Zion SHS emerged victorious after surviving a very tough challenge from SDA Gumwa Senior High School. The context actually started on a very competitive note, with all the four schools competing, getting their questions right from the beginning. However, at round two, round three, Agri Memorial and Gumwa SDA quickly separated themselves from the pack. And then Agri later took control in the speed race round, where they picked up crucial points. And also Gumwa SHS mounting a very strong comeback in their radios round, which is actually the last round. But Agri held on to finish with 51 points to secure their place at the 2026 National Science and Maths Quiz Championship. Unfortunately, SDSHS finished with second with 37 points. Commander Senior High School recorded 23 points. And while Dunkwa SHS ended with 16 points. The three schools, unfortunately, this becomes their end in the NSMKO journey.
Marmats, thank you for that update from the Central Region. And you know that the 2026 National Science and Math Quiz is produced by Primetime Limited, sponsored by the Ghana Education Service and supported by GOIL. Now the broadcast is on Joy News, also supported by Vitamilk, the Digital Virtual Security Africa, Doormaster, Lef, Signature Limited, Palm University College, Ayuda, and Family Health University. And that's our show this afternoon. For more news, please do log on to our website. It's myjoyonline.com. My name is Emmanuel Samani. Take care of yourself.